Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Sasha Collette and the Magnolias, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio. Roots music, Southern style.
Steve Barker's back on drums. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hello. My name's Steve Barker. Yeah. I'm from Boone County, West Virginia. This is my favorite band that I've ever played in. I've been in a lot, and a lot of them's been great. This is my all-time favorite because I get to play with Chris Justice, who's that guy, and my best friend, Mike Parker, up there.
Second person in a row who's mentioned you, Chris.
It's very strong
showing for you, Chris.
It's the only way he'll come to shows. And on my free time, I like to make sawdust.
Is that another way of saying you're a woodworker?
Yeah. Well, I make stuff out of wood. I don't know if I would call myself a woodworker
yet. What kind of stuff do you make?
See me in like 5 years. Coffee tables and entertainment center and chopping boards. And
relatively new hobby for
yeah.
you?
Yeah. I was going to quit playing music after I quit the last band. And I was kind of going to retire because I guess I'm the oldest one in the band. And then she called and I was like, well, I guess I have to play music again. Yeah, I was ready to shave my beard off and retire. And she came, and she's like, we're going to play again. This is like the third time we've played together over the last like almost 10 years. This is our third
All right.
time getting together. And I was like, well, I guess my table saw can remain unused while I go hang on Sasha Collette.
We're coming around to Mike Parker, and he's also doing some singing. When you hear three parts, he is one of the three. And he's also playing a hollow body Telecaster here.
I'm Mike Parker. I grew up in Meigs County, Ohio, which is several hours from here. It's up towards the Athens area. Been living in Huntington, playing music off and on for about 20 years. Been playing with this guy back here for long enough. We're almost common law married at this point.
Oh, all right. All
right. We'll file joint taxes next year. It's going to be wonderful. We've all played off and on together. I joined these guys kind of later after the first run that they had, and been doing it ever since. Anytime Sasha calls, I'm ready to play. But outside of that, I teach guitar and bass and such as a private instructor, and I like to fish and do just that kind of thing when I'm not doing music.
That all sounds good. You teach out of your home? Or
no, I work at Route 60 Music Company in Barboursville, West Virginia. Give them a call.
All right.
You're welcome. It's a pretty fun job to have. I've been there about 11 years now, I guess, so been there quite a while.
I've been trapped in this darkness till you struck that match, but my home fires don't burn here, and I can't help but ask, are you the spark that lights the fire, or the one that kills the flame? Will my world turn upside down? Will I ever be the same? Then you kiss my lips and look at me. Cause it's so hard to this northern route with a southbound heart. This place that I have to go to isn't where I want to be. I'm fearing what's to come before we ever meet. 'Cause I fear love wins the battle.
Last but not least, Chris, everyone has already said so much about you. What is there left to say?
I was born and raised in Ashland, Kentucky. I still live in Ashland, Kentucky.
I play bass and music for a living. I teach lessons at a guitar shop in Ashland called 4 o'clock Rock Guitar Shop.
Oh, all right.
Also locally known and locally owned. And since the shutdown and losing all my gigs and students and stuff, I've been fishing quite a bit. My wife and I bought a John boat. And first time out, we went in the water, though. We fell out of the boat. My life jacket works, by the way. That's good.
That's a good thing. You might not be with us otherwise.
And then other musical groups that I play for. I play for Wayne Graham. Mm-hmm. I play for John R. Miller. And I sit in with the Brother Smith quite a bit. And then also Sasha Collette. Or almost, you know, if I'm available, who will call me? I've played for lots of people. So
yeah.
Love to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet, Chris.
With the devil, got a brother named
dozen men. Her neighbor see a window is opened up again. Smells like patchouli and scents. Smells like she passing on the left hand. Smells like an East Mississippi.
But I live sort of out in the country, and summertime is always my favorite because you get in the creek, you go running in the woods. I've always been into being outside. It's been amazing and fantastic to be home and be told to stay home so often because I love living at the mouth of a holler. Some real pretty flowers up through there.
Do you also work outside of the work of you know,
having... It's funny you should ask, Brad.
Yes.
You remember earlier
I mean, real
when you
work.
Asked if I ever went to college? Well, no, because I never knew what I wanted to do. But now that I'm old and mean and know what I want to do, then I need some cash to buy things and pay these boys too much money.
Well, yeah, right.
I have 1 year left in nursing school. I'm a very... much more dedicated student than I ever would have been at the age of 20 or however old most of the girls in my program are.
How'd you decide to go the direction of nursing?
I love people. I love helping people emotionally and physically. I've been a caregiver for some people from sickness to death. I love old folks. Geriatrics is what I go for. So I knew anyways that I like to do that. And my mom, I mean, just family in general, they have, you know, random health issues, and I want to know what to do to take care of them or what people are doing wrong. I was rocking my baby one night, trying to put her to sleep. She needed curtains because she only had a blanket over the window. We all know that's not always cool. And she needed some curtains, and I was trying to figure out when to budget in to buy them. And I was like, this is silly. I should be able to go buy curtains. So I was like, I need a job.
Yeah.
And I was like, nursing, I can do it. Let's go.
Then, what a job.
And I did, like, yeah, the next day. Even if I can't ever find a job, which is unlikely, at least if somebody falls over, I can run over and help them. I'm gonna get married out at the courthouse. Raise some cane so the morning paper knows my new name. I'm a Ridge Rider out of Wayne County. Gave up my daddy's name to marry.
We would like to thank Sasha and her band of Magnolias for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers and staff for their help in making our production happen each week. Thank you for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Instagram Live. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, The Arts Place, here in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. And now, please, once again, Sasha Collette and the Magnolias here on the Red Barn stage.
My Parker!
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Sasha, Wes, Mike, Chris, and Steve, Sasha Collette and the Magnolias, for being with us tonight.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment online at accuprint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at redbarnradio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.